The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Skellig Michael is opening to the public again today. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, but was temporarily closed following a rockfall on the 13th of June. Now, the weather wasn't up to much anyway, but at least things start to improve from here out. Paul Devan from Skellig Michael Cruises is with us. Paul, how's the weather looking this morning?
Good morning, Jonathan. The weather is... sea conditions are pretty good down here. It's a bit overcast, but looking for the week ahead, the weather looks to be much more improved. So hopefully we'll get a run of weather from here on.
This rockfall caused an awful lot of disruption. It shortened your season at a minimum, but what exactly happened?
Well, 3 weeks ago today, my daughter was actually in the rock the same morning, and she was just going up and a stone slipped down. So I'd say the ground would have been probably so dry with very little rainfall over the weeks beforehand. And there was a rock fell just on the roadway heading up. So it was for safety. The guys on the island reported it to their bosses and they decided to close the island. So like, hopefully with the work carried out, I'd be confident that the work the OPW staff have done over the last few weeks will avoid this going into the future. So that's what we're hoping from here on.
There are only a limited number of people allowed onto the island in any day, isn't it?
That's right. There's 180 people per day allowed. So there's 15 license holders, myself and another 14 guys. So we can only license to carry 12 passengers on each vessel. So like each of the 12 every day, it's been massive disappointment for tourists coming in, like the local businesses. It's been a big loss to South Kerry. Because South Kerry mainly depends on the tourists, the B&Bs, so the bars, the restaurants. So it has been a big loss. But like, luckily, we've got most of the disappointed people out over the last 3 weeks on the tours around to see the island. So like, it's took that disappointment away. We still got the people to the island and cruised around on the days when it was suitable to go there. Yeah. So it has been good that way. At least the people have seen it that have gone back to America and all over the world. They have got there. But like, we can't beat having the island open because it brings more people in that go on the island. Maybe a family might put 5 people on the island, whereas another 2 or 3 of that family might do the tour around the island and circle it while they're waiting for their family, and they'll meet them back in Port McGee after.
Right. I mean, the weather has been catmalogic. We've been discussing it non-stop. We love a good run of bad weather in Ireland because it gives us something to talk about. But I'm presuming that made your life a little more difficult, and you must have the child of Prague out now that we'll have a bit of a summer from here on.
Oh, definitely. Like, up to now, this is, I think, only our 17th to 18th day landing on the island. So, like, normally you could get 70, 80 days. If you've got a really good summer, maybe get up to the 100, but we won't come anywhere near that this year. So, like, we're hoping maybe we get the next month of July and August getting out there. So it's a big boost, to South Kerry again to get it off the ground.
How much of it is down to the whole Star Wars thing? Because for me, Skellig Michael will always be the monastic settlement. But of the Americans coming over now, is it more where Luke Skywalker was hanging around than the religious history of the site?
No, definitely not. Like, to me, I'd be the same way. Going back to the monks' time, people really still come back for the history of it. Like, there is a set amount, but very little from what I can see. There's still, because it's a World Heritage site, like, it is probably the most beautiful part of Ireland you would get. Like, yesterday, I took families from the Ukraine, or families that are living here in Tralee. They came down, we took them on the tour, and they were just blown away. They just couldn't get over to see it. So, like, they were blown away with Ireland. Like, it is fabulous to see Skellig Michael or even go on to the island, you know. So, but mainly when they're intrigued, the history, like, even when I go to myself, they're still saying, how did they do it? So, it is spectacular. So, like, it's really worth, like, anyone in Ireland that hasn't got there. Like, the last couple of years, I suppose during the COVID period, we have done very well in staycations. The Irish have came here and it flocked to the place last year, even on the circling the island and the year before that the island was closed. So, it has got bigger even to see the islands. Like, so people are just blown away with it, you know. So it's great for us. So,
well, here's hoping that the weather holds up for you and that you get an opportunity to land people on the island as many times as possible over the next few weeks. And good luck to those getting ready for making the trip this morning as well. Hope the sandwiches are packed. Thank you very much, Paul Devan, who brings people out to Skellig Michael. It's one of those trips that I've been out and around, but I've never been on. It's one of the things I'd have to do before, I don't know, my hips give out or something. But it is a fantastic trip for those who can make it, and reopened, as we've heard today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.